This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
To talk about real football, we welcome on the Fan Hotline our very own Daryl Ryder, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show, buddy.
Real football starts September 7th, just to, you know, be very specific.
So not college football there, you purist?
No, I'm not that much of a purist. Okay, whenever college football kicks off the regular season, that's when real football begins.
All right, does that also mean that's when fall begins? Because then I'm all the way out on that description.
Daryl, also interesting to know that you no longer acknowledge the Eagles and the Cowboys playing on September 4th.
Well, I'm
the Thursday night games. Thursday night games don't matter to you, apparently.
I'm thinking more in terms of, you know, our audience, Browns fans. You know, that's why I think when, or if you got a kid in high school, good luck to all the high schoolers that are getting ready to start up here too.
I remember Daryl always used to say, "All games matter." That was something he really lived by for a very long time.
Yeah, that's actually how Nick's going to start when you pass away. That's how he's opening the speech.
Yep.
Daryl always preached, "All games matter."
Yep. Yeah, Daryl.
I thought it was going to be. He saw some stuff. Most of it not very pleasant.
I mean, he did survive. He survived many years in the Browns beat. Kinda. Daryl, we don't know definitively if Dylan Gabriel will play tomorrow. How important is it that he plays tomorrow and he looks good?
I think it's very important that he looks good. I'm not going to, if he's not healthy enough to play, then he should not play. But it is important that if he is healthy enough to play, that he performs at a level, equal to, but higher than what we saw from Shedeur Sanders last Friday night in Carolina, because that's kind of the bar, right? And Dylan Gabriel has been getting the first team reps that Shedeur Sanders has not been getting. And so, he's actually had, organizationally, they have felt that he has had the advantage in as far as being further along and being closer to starting in a game than they thought Shedeur Sanders to be. So if he is healthy and he plays tomorrow, I do expect that Dylan Gabriel plays well. And then if he does play well, I will field Sunday the I told you so calls from our listeners.
Why is it that you expect him to play well? You've been critical. Everyone here has been critical.
I don't expect him to play well. I'm saying he needs to play well.
Okay, he needs to play well. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just being honest. I've not been impressed with him. He has made a couple of nice throws, but it's not been consistent enough to wow me in the fashion where I'm like, yeah, this is the guy that should be getting first team reps during training camp. That's my whole thing. I feel personally that Dylan should be on the same developmental program as Shedeur Sanders. But clearly with the way they're distributing these reps, he's not. And that's the point that I've been trying to drive home.
I mean, that's okay. That's a logical way of looking at it. I guess what I'm trying to figure out then is, if he doesn't play in the game, how much will that impact his standing with the Browns? Because right now it seems like they're not really moving anything off of him anyway.
Yeah. Well, I just like last week's performance by Shedeur Sanders, I did not believe was going to move him up the depth chart, and clearly it did not. I don't feel like whether it's Gabriel missing time or he doesn't play all that great, I kind of feel like the Browns are entrenched in their thinking right now and how they feel about guys. And they're sitting there thinking the injuries have been a problem here. So you didn't get the full picture. And so I don't think that even if Dylan Gabriel plays tomorrow, I don't know that it moves the needle organizationally for them all that much.
Daryl, the hype coming out of the Philly week has been on the Browns defensive line. A lot of us expect the Browns defense to be much better this year and bounce back to certainly away from where they were last year. Have somehow we still been underhyping this defense?
Well, I think that part of it has to do with the questions concerning the offense, right? Does the defense look that great because the offense has looked that bad? That's always seems to be the question in training camp when we're watching this thing. And many years it has turned out, unfortunately, that no, the offense was really just that bad. So I don't know that they're being overhyped, underhyped. I will say this. I feel a lot more optimistic about the current state of this team based on what folks saw this week in Philadelphia. These joint practices tend to give you telltale signs about how this season is going to go. Last year, the Vikings came in here and slacked the Browns around for a couple of days. It was just absolutely ugly, and it was a harbinger of things to come. Well, we saw that against the Eagles a couple of years ago, too. We've seen that against the New York Football Giants, where these joint practices have not gone well for the Browns, and no surprise, the season didn't end up going all that well. So the fact that there's so much positivity coming out of Philadelphia with how not just the defense, but the way Joe Flacco performed in these practices against the Super Bowl champs, I think is a positive sign. Now, do I think that all of a sudden now the Browns are contenders and we should all get all hyped up about that? No, but I think that what that does tell us is that this football team, as long as they're healthy, and I can't underline an exclamation point that enough, as long as they're healthy, this football team will be able to compete. I don't know how much they're going to win, but they are going to compete.
I just want your own personal guess, just being in the industry as long as you have been and going through transactions, because obviously I don't expect you to have this answer. But why do you feel like with Isaiah Bond, he released out on social media that he was joining the Browns and thanked the Haslams and thank everyone for this opportunity, and then the Browns came out, or through the media came out and was like, well, we haven't signed him yet, but now it's been over 24 hours. It's been a while since that first little stretch happened. What is the hang up here? What are we waiting on? How does this look to you?
It looks to me like he might have jumped the gun a little bit. They may have given him the indications that it's done. Remember, you can agree to terms, don't mean the contract's signed, right? It's nothing's official until Penn is on paper. And my understanding is Penn is not on paper just yet with him. And so I think the young man got really excited. I do believe the Browns will probably sign him. But, until it's done, it's not done. And so, and then the other, and this is pure speculation on my part, and I want to underscore that as well. You know, maybe, hey, the Browns saw some of that reaction, especially from a lot of the national female reporters who were jumping on and saying, well, this is the least surprising news known to man, that the Browns are bringing in another guy who has had, these accusations levied against him. No legal penalty, of course, but, like, this is becoming a habit for this organization. And, let's not forget the 6 draft picks and $230 million they gave up for, one of the most accused, if you will, and then ultimately ended up, serving a pretty significant suspension and writing a lot of checks as well. So this organization has been open to players that have these issues pop up. And, they are very comfortable bringing these guys in.
Daryl, we got interesting reports today that the Brown Stadium was denied the ODOT aviation permit. I'm just curious your read on this.
Well, I talked to a couple of folks in the know today. And yes, the Browns were surprised. by this. And one of the main reasons they were surprised is because before they even started rolling the ball down the road, they went through the FAA to make sure that their designs and their plans would be in compliance with federal guidelines. And my understanding, the organization's understanding, is they are. So I am a little perplexed as to, if it's good enough for the FAA, why is it not good enough for ODOT from an aviation standpoint? Because that's what this is. They're saying, you know, this is a flight thing. This is not a traffic thing. And where that complex is going to be built, I do not believe there is a single runway at Hopkins Airport that goes over that land. So it is a very curious thing. Again, the folks that I spoke with today seem pretty optimistic that they will ultimately get this issue resolved. But it is another speed bump, obviously, that pops up in this process as they look to move this project forward.
ODOT is familiar with speed bumps.
Yeah, that's kind of what they do. It's kind of like their bread and butter.
Yeah.
But Daryl, so what is this, just politicking? I'm not going to say ignore this, because obviously parts of it matter, but like, what should I do with this information?
Yeah, I mean, let's see how this plays out here. You know, this is all part of the process. And I was not the least bit surprised to see the most predictable response from the opposing politicians ever. You know, they're trying to act like that the Haslam Sports Group did not think this project through. Trust me, they've thought it through to the tune of over $2 billion of their own money they're putting into this project. Yes, they have thought it through. So, right now I wouldn't get too worked up about it or too worried about it. And as I said, the Browns are trying to work with ODOT right now to alleviate whatever concerns they seem to have with flight patterns and the location and the height of that stadium, even though, again, there are no runways from Hopkins Airport that are in line with this complex. But yet they didn't get a permit. I got to say, it came out of left field for me today. I was pretty surprised by it. And I did get a little bit of a chuckle when I was reaching out to some folks to get their take in, their read on the situation.
All due respect to ODOT, but this is the same group of people who at 7 o'clock shut down 77 South to a one lane highway. It kind of feels par for the course for us drivers who have experience there. Again, we support the workers. Executives, I got something to say to you folks. By the way, there's no flight path or there's no runway across 77 either that I know of. Just since I've almost died on that stretch because of their decisions twice. I'm not mad about it at all, Daryl.
Not yet, Daryl. There might be. You dream it, they can do
That's true. Daryl, we got a boogie, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
You too, buddy. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He was joining us on the fan hotline. We'll react to what Daryl had to say and talk some hosey love in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It's not just a Guardians-Braves game. It's not just Playhouse Square. Hmm. Apparently, it's a big weekend and big night at Jacobs Pavilion as well, Nautica.
Okay.
I think it's Dropkick Murphys and another big kind of band of that era.
Shipping Up to Boston.
Yeah, that's their song.
Doesn't play as well when you're in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah. Bad Religion is also here, so the same bill. That's a lot. That is a lot. You think maybe we could have got... Every time somebody's like, hey, the Brook Park Stadium is going to ruin this city. It's like, we have four events downtown right now. I think that's going to ruin the city.
It's
going to ruin my commute home.
I don't know. I got a feeling we're going to sneak by.
Because the game starts at 6:40, the concert's at 7.
Yeah, it's the right time. Now, the worst thing is when you get stuck in like one of these garages after an event.
I just know.
That's the worst of the worst.
I just know we're also very, very likely to have some sort of malfunction. When the garage is this busy, it malfunctions more. And if that happens to, I can't do that.
I mean, I got a feeling when we walk, we'll see people. There'll be cowboy hats. There'll be cowboy shorts. We'll see it. But it's not going to be nearly what it was even at lunchtime, I got a feeling.
It is wildly hilarious, by the way, to watch. I've enjoyed the people watching today so much. From the Morgan Wallen folks, obviously, because everybody looks like they're going to a Morgan Wallen concert, but then like 5 minutes later, you see people that are just all decked out in guards gear, or they're clearly going to a baseball game. Mm-hmm. I saw a bunch of, I will say, more well-off folks in suits and whatnot. It's big date night for older couples going out to Playhouse Square.
Why just older couples?
And then,
couples. We get some younger couples going out there too?
I did not see them. If I saw them, I'd be reporting on that. And I did see a Bad Religion shirt. And I'm like, we just got everything going downtown, don't we?
That's the place to be. And we're here, Nick.
We are.
We are right in the center of it.
We are.
Did you see the Browns just came out with a, they just tweeted this out. They did a quarterback documentary.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think I had heard something about this, that this was happening.
So they released episode one, and
For this year.
Like
on Bernie Kosar and how awesome he was in the 80s?
No, it's this year.
The Baker Mayfield era was?
This quarterback battle, and
this is the first one?
Yeah, the first one that ever existed, apparently.
They chose to do the first Browns quarterback show, adjacent to Netflix quarterback show. On this quarterback.
So there's a lot of sarcasm here, but there is somebody listening being like, what is Nick not getting about this? what is he not understanding here? Yes. And by the way, some of the comments are warranted where it's like battle of mid. I get it.
I think mid might be a high bar for this.
Well, my favorite comments are the people that are like, oh, so this is why they drafted Shador. They did it for the production value and the eyballs on a YouTube series documenting their quarterbacks. Okay.
All right. Okay.
But I'll watch, though. I'm going to watch.
And then can you explain why they drafted Dylan Gabriel?
I don't know.
That is the Kirk Cousins of rookie quarterbacks that you could have in this thing.
So first episode's about 26 minutes long, and I was scrolling through as I stepped outside last break, and I'm just quickly scrolling through, and there was a lot of Dylan Gabriel sitting down and a lot of Dylan Gabriel talking, and so I don't know how featured he's going to be, but he's pretty featured.
Dylan is such a chill vibe. I hope we get a little bit about like his experience being a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, being, I think he is Polynesian to some degree. Being a kid from what?
What? To some degree.
Well, what I mean is he has some Polynesian heritage. I know that was a sloppy way of saying that, but I couldn't figure it out. Much like your aneurysm earlier today, where I was very forgiving for, by the way. You don't have to jam me up there, jamming Johnny.
You talked for 4 minutes. I took the segment off, apparently.
That was about 90 seconds of you there. And yes.
No, it was 13.
He has some level. Time's a flat circle. He is of some level of Polynesian descent. I'd love to hear about that. Like when Tony Butler came out and we got the backstory on what his staff or cipher, whatever the hell that thing's called, It was like a religious implication to him. I was like, I think I'm in on the Tony Brown business now.
Oh, there you go. You got it right there. We got worried for a second.
Why?
You called him Tony Butler.
Him too.
It's the 6 o'clock hour. You're more than fine to call him Tony whatever you want to.
Dude, this is more of a real aneurysm on air.
That's right. It was Jack's trying to figure out in real time if he wanted to crack the mic and correct you, if he was going to let that one go. And after wearing the Texas shirt and baiting you today after the Isaiah Bond take yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was going to correct you.
All right. Can we talk about, we just had Daryl on. We were talking about the.
By the way, Patrick, our sales guy, in this vein.
Yeah.
His line coming up to you today was really funny for Patrick.
So,
Nick, I don't know where exactly you stand on Isaiah Bond. That was good.
That's good. We kind of do have to talk about the ODOT thing with the permit fail for the Cleveland Browns in the new stadium. I don't know anyone who looked at this and thought, okay, I know it's legit. And you were very smart in the way you worded your question to Daryl because you didn't want to put Daryl in a bad situation. Man, does it just not... It's legit, but does it not feel that way?
Sorry, Jeremy Fowler had a Browns update on Isaiah Bond. He's flying to Cleveland on Saturday evening to finalize an agreement with the team.
So is the flight due diligence?
So the flight means... I guess they got to sign the pen to paper there. So yeah. There was a real chance he could have played in the preseason game if they had, like, you know, gotten on the hop with this one. But any idea that I think Daryl gave a lot of credence to the female reporters out there from a national perspective, and I will give credence to that as well. But I do think and you're a part of this in that discussion. I think the people that were very loud, angry about it all, I do think it gave the Browns a little bit of we're not going to do this the same day that we just did the Jutkin stuff 2 hours prior.
I think there was a pretty visceral reaction from a fair amount of Browns fans. I would like to point out that that everyone who responded, they haven't signed him, they're just doing due diligence and talked down to people. This is what we're talking about, clowns.
Clowns.
Yeah, it was a clown-ass move, buying that report. Buying that spin from the Cleveland Browns. When the Cleveland Browns came out, we're like, oh, we're just doing due diligence. And then there was a segment of social media that was like, why is he getting mad? It's only due diligence. Yeah. They released that after Isaiah Bond released his letter.
Yeah.
And they did it because of damage control. And by the way, why are they signing him tomorrow? Not because none of us are going to be at work. The radio is going to be out of session. That's why.
I'm fairly certain, I can't recall a time, and maybe there's one that's just glaring and obvious that I'm missing, but I can't recall a time where a player released that they were signing with the team and then don't end up signing with said team. I'm sure it's happened in football history, but 99% of these deals, they end up going through and it just is what it is.
Yeah. But, hey, good for the Browns. Good for Isaiah.
And then he also added that the Browns are going to evaluate Dylan Gabriel's hamstring Saturday morning, but sources expressed to him the optimism that he's going to start against Philadelphia.
A lot of due diligence, a lot of evaluating.
Have you enjoyed our Dylan Gabriel show today? We've done a lot within the show, but I want to revert back to this show and this show when people are like, oh, man. A lot of Shador Sanders conversation. Like, a lot of Shador talk.
Because we did one show with a lot of Dylan Gabriel. This is our second Dylan Gabriel show this week.
And it felt like a lot of Dylan Gabriel.
How do you think I felt on Monday with the Shador thing?
Well, we should have been happy. That was a great Friday. Celebratory day in many
ways. So this is when I was on with our buddy Carrington Harrison, Kansas City Radio as a Sirius XM show as well. When I was on with him, he's like, man, you got to love this. And I'm like, okay, yes. Bountiful is the Shador conversation, but four straight days of Shador, no matter how much I enjoyed it, by the fourth day, given that he's not going to be the starter, I was a little ready to talk Dylan Gabriel on Tuesday. Now, today, I don't feel that way, because we've had a couple different days. We've had a couple different things happen.
We had a couple days of breathing away and really getting the conversation away from Shador. That's kind of what that injury has done for a lot of people.
I will tell you. So maybe this is a different way to spin it forward. I will be more disappointed if I don't have to talk Dylan Gabriel on Monday because he didn't play than if I have to talk Dylan Gabriel on Monday and he didn't play great.
We're probably talking Dylan Gabriel regardless on Monday.
I mean, we'll be talking about it, but what I mean is if the talk is Dylan didn't play, what now? It would have been a defeating couple days for Browns fans between the Shador injury, the Isaiah Bond stuff. The Dylan stuff, that'd be pretty defeating.
I think Dylan knows he's got to get out there. But either way, Jeremy, I mean, that's a positive sign for us not wasting a Saturday trying to tell ourselves that Tyra Huntley is a reason to watch a football game.
So if he does play, what do you want to see? Is it just touchdowns? Can we all be honest? Is it just if they score touchdowns, we're going to be happy?
I don't think it's just touchdowns. You know what I want to see? Like, realistically, I want to see the same thing I saw with Shador out of the first, like, three or four series, where he was just calm. He looked like a pro, and it was obvious to anybody watching the skill set that he had. And it didn't matter if he could have gone 0 for 15 in that game, and you would have left being like, okay, he looked the part in many ways, and I'd love to see that from Dylan.
The thing that got me hyped about Shador is, even though there were the two bailout Barry Sanders, I forgot what he said, a spin move?
Hey, he turned one of them goes into the first down, actually, so like that was a...
But that's the thing that they don't want him to do.
Also had another, what was it, 11 or 12-yard gain in one of the runs?
Yep.
And it was like, I don't think he did that once at Colorado, by the way.
Well, and that's, I saw Shador make a couple plays. Yeah. Like, so much of the knock on Shador is he's not a playmaker. He's a guy that's just, he's got to operate within your offense, you know, get the ball out quickly, not short throws, but, you know, not even conservative throws, but I don't want to bungle that. But my point is, he's not going to win games single-handedly with his arms. He did. I mean, yeah, they were not 40-yard throws, but the first touchdown was an absolute dot on the one sideline in the end zone.
Both touchdowns were absolute dots.
The second one I will continue to go to is the more impressive play. He was feeling pressure off the edge, and he was getting close. It was very close to a disastrous play for him, and he did the thing that I think smart quarterbacks do, where he didn't panic. That's a big thing with Shador. Don't panic. Trust your protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take. And he stepped up just slightly to avoid the protection, which is kind of over-pursuing, and he delivered a ball in a really tight window. It's like, to me, I'd like to see that from Dylan. Because I'll be honest with you, like, Shador, I think, can I get on board with the Brock Purdy express of, like, play within the system. Don't try and do too much. You know, like, be with it. Be the quarterback Kevin wants you to be, which is a little bit more simplified, right? With Dylan, that's not it. That's because that's not who Dylan's been.
Right.
Like, I do want to see, like, it's not just enough to look functional to me, although that would be a step up from what we've seen in practice. Man, I'd like to see just a couple throws where he's making plays with that arm. Yeah. Just like Shador did, even if it's in a truncated field.
I think sometimes I feel like some people go to the box score a little too heavily on this stuff, but it's like, it really, you'll know it. It'll look right to you in many ways. It will. It was funny with the Shador. I like that you pointed out the running plays and some of the you know, scrambling around, because it was always the joke with him at Colorado. It was like, he clearly got his parents' DNA, but if you made me guess, it was his mom's DNA when it came to athleticism. That was always like the running joke, and I was always like, oh, his mom must be a hell of an athlete then. Like, when you watch the type of plays that he was able to pull off, like, that was, it's not Dion levels athleticism, but that was impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting what you're saying there, because I've had this thought a couple times, have not been able to express it, because we've just moved on or something else has happened. I think if you're grading any quarterback in the NFL, are they as athletic as Deion Sanders, you're probably not going to come away with too many that are.
You're going to miss a lot.
And yeah, so when that was always the reference point, that always felt like a weak point in the analysis of Shador. Like, even I want to say Andrew Berry said this once too. Well, he's not his dad. No bleep. His dad was a corner.
His
son is a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's still pretty athletic, and even if he didn't run a lot in Colorado, you can see he can move around.
Now, the only problem is the idea that you can tell he doesn't look at that as a bug. He looks at it as a feature. And I would bet the Browns right now look at it as a bug. And I use the Myles Garrett audio that got leaked out when he's trying to figure out if he can do that move on Miles and how often that would work. So he doesn't think that's a negative thing. He really doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him doing it 15 times a game. But, like, okay, here's another guy that kind of surprised us 2 years ago. I thought Joe Flacco was a statue. And then Joe came to us, and there was he was able to move when the pass rush hit him.
Like, he wasn't running for first downs or anything like that, but he extended plays in a very impressive way.
And so, like, that, to me, that was like that's a feature that I think I didn't know he had at this point. Like, with Shador, I don't want him doing it 10, 15 times a game, but five plays, like with Baker. Five plays a game?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, not five first downs a game, but if you can save a play five times a game with your legs, yeah, that's, I mean, that's... That's a huge game changer when the margins might not be as big because of the rest of the physical talent.
It was just funny because it looked like Shador got excited to get in those moments.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're fun.
And you can tell he was having fun with it.
Like the on the plays, off schedule stuff that happens when a play breaks down, that is the closest thing you'll ever feel, in my estimation, to like playing when you were a kid.
Yeah, and that's the vibes. And I think he's expressed this in times in college when you watch him too. But like that is the vibes that he had in watching that preseason game. Like he looked like it was just a kid having a fun time.
216-474-0092. What do you want to see out of Dylan Gabriel? I do want to see the functional stuff because he's not looked functional. I want to see a couple of those throws. I want to see a couple of those plays that make you go, oh, I can kind of see it. I saw it with Shador. They don't love him. They don't love Shador the way they love Dylan Gabriel. I can't imagine it's going to be that tough for Dylan Gabriel to show that as well. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.